Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
We are having some technical difficulties. Can you hear me, sis?
Yeah, I can hear you, finally.
Yay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my
good goodness. Evening.
That was a hot mess.
That was more than a hot mess. Well, anyway.
Yeah. Wow.
Whoever's listening, welcome to Desperate House Witches. My name is Raina Starr. That's Dorian Wallace. And
hello.
Technical difficulties suck. Anyway, come on in. We are doing the show live tonight from Asheville Raven and Crone, 555 Merriman Avenue in beautiful Asheville, North Carolina. I am live in a room by myself. Ah, come on in. Have a sit down. Anyway, okay. So we have one nice person who decided to not leave me alone with a glass of wine in my hand on my birthday. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, the sound in here is really bad for hearing you, but everybody can hear me clear as a bell, apparently, because I have a big mouth. So... Anyway, before we get into the show, I am going to do a little bit of business. Desperate House Witches is brought to you by the amazing Dorothy Marson, WickedWitchStudios.com for all of your Dorothy Marson needs, and The Angry Cauldron at www.theangrycauldron.com. And they have also Dorothy Marson products, and they do international shipping. Oh! And... we are here, as I said, at Asheville Raven and Crone. We have an amazing lineup tonight. The owner of Asheville Raven and Crone is with me. We have Lisa Wagner. We have Byron Ballard. We have Heather Darnell is actually going to be on, can you believe? It's only taken forever to wrangle her behind. I had to be sitting in front of her to get the date. She's looking at me like I just peed on her shoe. That's okay. So anyway, if you're new to the show, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you. It's my birthday. It's going to get loud. It's going to get sloppy. Just, y'all just better know. I'm just saying. So if bad language, dirty talk, or people who are sensitive to cursing are anywhere near their radio, please change the channel. You're not going to like this.
Fuck you.
All right, so it's been an amazing day so far. We traveled and got to experience some insanity called Asheville traffic.
Oh.
I did not know that Asheville had such a thing. Apparently, they do. Frightening, had no idea. So what should have taken 2.5 hours took close to 3.5 hours, and... I did have to make a couple of stops for some really expensive donuts because they are my favorite. And I actually cheated on this glorious diet that I've been on. So everybody who's been listening, you know I've been on this crazy diet, and I have to make a couple of confessions. Raina was not a good girl today.
Never a good girl, though.
Stop telling my secrets.
It's your birthday. You're not supposed to be.
Good. See, I'm not supposed to be. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Permission.
Would you stop telling on me? All right. Byron Ballard is being evil on my ass for my birthday. I don't know if I'm going to be able to put up with that. Okay, I'll put up with it. I'm getting spanked. So anyway, amongst the things I ate today, I had 2 maple bacon donuts to die for. They're fabulous. I had a ice cream, a chocolate ice cream float next door at Witch Dairy.
Oh.
And then I had sushi for lunch.
You do radio, wow.
Mind you, I have not yet had dinner. And we're gonna eat our faces off at dinner.
Have some cupcakes.
There, oh,
donuts.
What a beautiful spread of food. And people.
All the snacks
are here. It's fabulous. All right.
Yummy.
So I don't know what happened in the world today because I was in the car and I was busy eating. Oh, and by the way, I have a glass of wine. Somebody put wine in my hand, and I have to say, it is my birthday. Thank you so much.
That is special birthday tea.
I'm drinking birthday. It's special. Is this like mommy juice?
Is this mommy juice?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mommy. So apparently it's mommy juice / shut up and drink it. Okay. What nobody else knows is that smelling wine makes me drunk. I've drinking half the cup already. This show's about to get really interesting. So anyway, okay, who's my first victim? So we're busy trying to figure out who's gonna talk first. Would you
okay.
Talk? I forgot how to say your last name again. The owner of Asheville Raven and Crone, Lisa Svensiski. I did it. Thank you. I had to admit that I've been saying it wrong for a year. But okay.
So we are here.
Yeah, well, thank me later. Other people have already offered.
Did they say hi on Facebook Live?
We are live on Facebook. Hello from the Raven and Crone. We are having a blast. And I'm hammered. It's great. Come sit over here. So our owner, I'm calling her our owner for the weekend because I need somebody to look after me.
You're responsible for all these people.
Okay, no, just my. I'm enough for a whole squad on my own. So anyway, thank you so much for having us.
I am so happy you are finally here. We've been planning this since Mystic South.
We have been planning this since Mystic South.
And now we're planning another one.
So talk to me about being here. Talk to me about the community. Talk to me about all the good things that go on here.
Asheville has truly got the best pagan community anywhere.
Yeah.
We are led by a wonderful woman, Byron Ballard, who keeps us all together.
Yay, Byron.
She's looking around the room like, who knows? What? The drugs are working. Keep
it's
them going.
It's in the wine.
It's in the wine. Oh, my goodness. I'm loving it.
Yeah, we are very fortunate. It's a very close-knit community. There are really good people here. And they all show up here at the store, and I get to meet them all.
So you have, like, a roster of people who come and read.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, is it a rotating system where you have rotating readers, or you have pretty much the same people every week?
We pretty much have the same people every week,
mm-hmm.
and then we kind of rotate it around on the weekends, and then we have spots that open up, and we get wonderful people to come fill in for us.
That's great. And you also do other speakers here.
We
as
have
well.
Classes.
Mm-hmm.
We have community groups that meet here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of groups that meet regularly every month.
Cool.
We have Lisa Wagner here, who is part of the Welcoming Circle, and they meet every second Sunday.
We are going to discuss that in a little while.
Yes,
we are.
We are starting a Bardic Circle tomorrow here.
Really?
Yes. So we're very excited about that. We're going to start to teach people how to tell stories.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to be here for that, actually. Sorry,
awesome.
I'm not doing another. It's going to be fun. But aside from that, you have really beautiful handmade things here that are just gorgeous. I mean, your bath salts are beautiful. Your teas are amazing. Your selection of books is lovely. Your tarot selection is amazing. I love walking in here because this store actually has a library. There is a room for people to come and sit down and read.
It's not
strictly come in, buy, and leave. It's come and sit down and become part of things, which is so lovely and so rare. This is the first store I've seen in the South, or actually anywhere else, that's just like this store. I love it. It's so beautiful.
Well, and that is part of our heart, because we do want that community. We do want that connection with people. We want people who come into the area to feel like they have a safe place to come and connect and meet other people. That's what's really important here.
Yeah. Well, I was in here earlier setting up. There was someone who came in and said, I'm really new to the scene. Is it okay if I'm in here? And I'm like, yeah, come talk to me. It's just a great space for people to relax and actually have a conversation. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, thank you.
So what events are coming up here?
Aside from
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night we have the Bardic Circle. Mm-hmm. I need my calendar in front of me.
You can go
get
your calendar.
I will never remember everything.
And there we go.
There we go.
Sure, calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I can't remember everything. So I know we have the Bardic Circle. We have
Ancestor Ritual
on the 28th.
Yep.
I believe we have we already had Circle Round?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
I read it and then I forgot it.
Yeah, okay. So we have the Bardic Circle tomorrow. We have a necromancy class on Sunday.
That's all right, up your mind, sis.
Jesse Gillespie, who makes some wonderful item products for the store. Mm-hmm. He does our chicken feet and some voodoo dolls.
Wicked eyeliner.
Yes.
He does. Have you seen the pictures?
I've seen him. He and Christian Day are the only two people who wear more black eyeliner than I do.
It's very true.
And then too, we have our wonderful reader, Jonathan Mode, who's doing Sweet Conjuring, The Art of the Honey Jar. On Thursday, we have a meditation and channeling circle, which is a new group that's going to be a regular meetup here.
Mm.
And then on Saturday, we have the store ancestral ritual, and that's where we take all the names that have been put on the altar this year and do a ceremony and light them and put them in the cauldron. And it's a really beautiful ceremony. It's the only one we do, and we really look forward to it every year. It's a community event.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've got a busy week coming up.
You do have a busy week coming up.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds like fun.
As long as I got your attention. And you're actually sitting still for 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of rare.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What else should we talk about?
Whatever you want.
I have no clue.
It's peaceful. It's peaceful here. I mean, people come in and they walk around and you can feel, like, the tension drop. It's like, I'm breathing air that's gone.
Yes, but look who's getting ready to walk into the ring. It's Starbucks to Monty. So,
Starbucks to my balls to Monty. There we go. I don't know why it said that, but we're fine. It's fine. I'm in a hook. I love her. She's a ball buster, but it's true. I'm just saying. She's gonna come on in a little while and talk about pulling tarot cards. One tarot card. I think she does a reading a week for the Wild Hunt, so we're gonna talk about that when she. Oh, there she is with a lovely present. My wonderful. She's looking at me like, bitch, what the hell?
That's where I'm just. Just taking care of
you. Yes. So we have wine, and wine I shouldn't drink before airtime because you just don't know what I'm going to say.
Mama, it's your birthday. You drink as much as you want.
There will be a lamp on my head before the night is through.
Byron, take pictures.
Okay.
Why did you have to do that?
Because you know
I'm your little sister.
That's fucking obnoxious. Okay, Byron, while you're doing that, you get to sit here while I go get more wine.
I'll get you more wine. Here.
Okay, I need water. Actually, I need water, too.
Do you want tea and water and wine?
No, I just want water and wine.
I want a bottle of water.
And Mark put who? Who?
Did you hear that?
Did you
hear my out loud voice?
Somebody used their out loud voice to say the J word. And I'm not talking about Jehovah's Witness. Anyway. Hi, baby. I have to hug my star now.
What, was it cheesy, crazy?
Yeah, it was cheesy, crazy, lemon, stupid.
There you go.
So we're going to an amazing restaurant later. I know the fans are probably like, what the fuck is wrong with Brandon tonight? I'm drunk. You might
it's
as well
birthday.
Know. It's my birthday, and I'm plastered on the air. I'm eating food that I shouldn't be eating. You would not believe what I ate today.
He's having fun.
Everything wrong went in here. Everything. What a nightmare. Oh, look, more wine. I'm glad I don't have to drive later.
Like tea? Coffee?
No coffee.
Bourbon?
No. Nothing that will detract. Nothing detracting from the vino. This is delicious. Where is what kind of wine is this?
Red.
This is what happens when you get a bunch of witches in the same fucking room. Everybody's a smartass. Just saying.
Ladies, I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to interrupt for a second. Somebody is telling me that a car in the parking lot of the Raven and Crone, Ford Taurus, has their lights on.
Somebody with a Ford Taurus has to. Not only is it a radio show, it is an alarm system. Okay.
Ford Taurus.
Watch your
eyes. Okay. Who's telling her that?
No idea. Actually, who is telling you that? Because we're all in here.
No. Your husband.
No. Oh. No. I love you, Boy Scout.
I didn't pick up on it at first. He was giving me the make and the model of the car with the license plate, and I'm like, are you okay? I thought maybe somebody was, peeping on him. It's like, oh, no, he's going to meet to announce it.
We creep from car to car to see what's going on. Hilarious. This is what we actually do in the real world. Oh, shit. We're all telling stories on each other right now about the bad things we've done today.
I'm listening.
Traffic is horrible. Was I talking about that before she came in here?
Yes.
I thought I had a bad New York. You got similar right here. I didn't think anything could top New York traffic. You're working on it. You're getting very close. You look beautiful, by the way.
And you didn't have to come from the south end of town.
No, I didn't.
I went to the bank and then back home and then came here. I've been in the car for roughly almost 2 hours.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I told you what should have been a 2.5 hour trip wound up being 3.5 hours today.
No.
I was like, yeah, I thought I said it before. Okay, I'll say it now. What should have been a 2.5 hour trip took 3 fucking hours. Half, excuse me. This wine is good. I need a bottle to go.
I got a bottle at the house, yeah.
I got to get a table. How about?
I was saying, I am still loving this.
You're gonna love this wine.
Awesome. Bring me some home.
Photos on Facebook.
In the meantime, I got whiskey.
There's whiskey is fine.
Awesome.
Whiskey is yours.
Happy birthday.
Is whiskey good?
Yes.
Mark gives whiskey the thumbs up, and she says the photos are on Facebook.
They're on their way.
They're on their way to Facebook. I'm afraid to fucking look at the Facebook.
You look gorgeous.
I'm going to go look.
She says that with a look on her face that makes me think.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Stunning. You're beautiful. Beautiful. I was born in Brooklyn. Yes.
When I met my husband's family.
Which one? Was there only one?
Which husband?
Yeah.
She's only got one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been married three times. So
no, I just have one husband. The other.
I just assume everybody, you know, goes through the first couple of test rooms. Well, I've been with one.
What do you think about
I'm being serious?
No, his great uncle grabs me by both cheeks, and he shakes my head back and forth and goes, Joey, I think she's a keeper.
Yep.
That's adorable.
It's not adorable when your brain is rattling around your skull.
I still have
and you have indentations that are permanent in your face from the grabbing of cheeks. Yeah. It's
that's
everybody's
true.
Family in Brooklyn. I don't know why that is. They got to put their hands on you. They got to yell in your face. They got to shake you. I don't know if they're expecting presents to fall out. I don't know. Shaking adult syndrome.
Yeah, those quarters, they keep falling out from behind your ears.
So I've heard. It is now. I don't know.
Okay.
Mine is amazing. She got me back on the line. All right, somebody change the fucking subject. I can't talk about this wine all night.
Hey, it's Fallon. How are your dead people doing?
Oh, not yet. Is it? Not yet. What day is it? I'm fucked up.
We are in the summer season.
Look, October starts in September now. What's the program?
It's true, because apparently Christmas started a week ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean you're putting out decorations? I've seen trees already, Christmas trees.
See?
I'm like, why are these people doing this shit to me? I'm already confused, and I'm getting older by the minute.
And more beautiful.
She lies so well. I love her.
You drinking wine, too, huh?
So I went to Ireland. She said, did you kiss Larnie soon? And I said, you think I need to kiss the Larnie?
It's a talent. Some people are born with it. It's a gift. What can I tell you? It's a gift. Yes. So, what else do we want to talk about the store specifically, or you specifically?
I don't think the store or me needs to be talking about specifically. So.
Okay, generally, fuck it. Forget I said anything. Tell me what you want to say. You have an
I
entire
want to say
audience.
How wonderful it is to have you up here doing this.
Oh, I love
how
being here with you.
Have enjoyed this day so much. There's a lot of laughter.
We have been laughing a lot. Tomorrow is even going to be more so. You want to know why? Because I won't be in the car for 3.5 fucking hours.
Yay! Yay, no car.
Yeah.
I've seen leaves. There are a lot of people who apparently
have.
I've seen leaves. I know what they look like when they turn color. You know why? That fucking happens everywhere. Except up here, they do a lot at once. Because there's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
In the city, a few trees, space, concrete, trees, space, concrete, trees. Much more spacious. Everyone doesn't have to look at one mountain. They all look at a tree here, a tree here, a tree here. The leaves have changed. Thank you. I don't need to invade your life just to look at leaves falling off a tree. No, I know that. But the point is that people tend to come here for various reasons, and most of them involve looking at shit.
No. They come here to cause traffic problems that annoy me. That's why they come here, to cause traffic problems.
It's specific to Star. We know this. We know this to be true. Everything that happens has 6 degrees of separation from Star or Byron. No, it's 2 degrees of Byron, 6 degrees of Star. Because Star doesn't want those degrees that close. She likes degrees.
Spacious.
Spread out.
I like my degrees spread out.
Okay, before we drink too much of this fabulous bourbon, I want to say this. This virus. This community is so lucky and blessed to have this shop.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa has given us an amazing gift. Blood, sweat, tears, spit. She's put everything into this. And we are so fortunate because it's not it's not a witch shop masquerading as a new age shop going fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a witch shop. And those of us who need materials and who actually practice witchcraft, hello, practice witchcraft.
we do. And Byron brings up a really brilliant point.
As usual, what else do we expect from Byron?
Thank you. The idea of being a real place that sells real goods as opposed to things that are mass-produced is so valuable right now, because I'm seeing a real surgence of, how should I say this nicely, fucking bullshit being promoted as honest pagan goods, and they're not honest pagan goods.
They're not honest pagan.
And then there's that.
There you go.
I mean, honestly, you know, the most effective tools I've ever used are something that were handcrafted. My Asami is handcrafted. My candles are handcrafted.
Yes,
I just bought one today.
He's got a whole bag of candles.
I got a whole, oh, you should see what the man laid out for me today. Girl, I have hauled, and I haven't even spent my own money yet, but I'm about to. Oh, yeah, I bought a couple of books with everybody's back returned. I was like, oh, I'm getting a couple of these.
I didn't think you did that.
I got an extra big blue. And a big red. I never had the big red.
Oh, Buckland.
Yeah. Well, see, my big blue is in the country, and I need a big blue for the city, and I never had the big red. So I was like, oh, give me the big red, too. There's only two copies left. I never get them. Come down here and get them.
Well, you know, unfortunately, when somebody dies, their books become more popular. So there's a resurgence in Buckland's books.
And I had the feeling that would occur. So just in case somebody decided to abscond with my one fucking copy, I like backup. That's just me. I need extra. Because you never know. I may lose my mind and get drunk. Oh, yeah.
Or
I'm telling you, this has been a wonderful day, aside from the traffic. Okay. But it is, it's a wonderful place, and everything Byron said is right. It builds community. It brings people together, which is so lacking.
Of course, Simon.
I never know if you're making fun of me or agreeing with me. Oh, fucking never say never to me. I'm going to hang great to you. Anyway, be great. The one healthy thing I've eaten all day, I just want you to know our wonderful hostess has made sure the grapes were now. I just need a young boy with a fan to fucking
take them. Charles, you're roaming too far from the mic, baby.
Say again?
I was saying you're roaming too far from the mic, baby.
Oh, sorry. Caroline!
She's leaning over for more wine, isn't she?
Yeah, she went for the real grapes this time.
Oh, there
what
you go.
What a perfect match. They're eating grapes and drinking wine.
Woo-hoo! The mother and
don't feel mugged away.
Next, you need a treasure bath.
So anyway. All right. That's fabulous. What time is it?
Oh. We still got an hour and a half left, sweetie.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I can do this shit all night. I can never get drunk before
airtime. You're going to be rolling her out, right?
Are we live?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I'm not surprised by anything that comes out of this woman's mouth, because this is the same shit she did to me at Mystic South. A live show with Byron Ballard is not to be missed. She will fuck with you in ways you have not even imagined yet. It's awesome. I love it. I would take it everywhere. I intend to one day.
That's a star show.
Star's coming too.
Okay.
Oh, I'm driving, apparently. I can't drive. I'm driving.
A wonderful traffic.
In Asheville. Oh, no, it's not.
Kidding. I'm kidding, ATV. Never, ever do that.
Never.
And children?
Never do that.
Definitely do
not
do that.
Young people. Do not do that.
People under the age of 21, do not do what it is that we are doing
currently.
All right.
Drinking wine and eating grapes?
You're
celebrating Bacchus tonight.
We're
Bacchus.
Celebrating Bacchus.
It's a dynamic
festival. Go Bacchus.
Let's talk about something that we can all agree on.
Hello, darling.
Our shitty ass president.
Oh,
we haven't had a political conversation today.
That's
why.
Yay!
I'm here. Let's talk about politics.
We have saved this shit.
I think it's
Russia.
Okay, so here's the situation.
So what did he do today?
Well, it's what he did the other day, or was it yesterday? or was it 10 fucking minutes ago?
Yeah.
Apparently, there were four military personnel were blown up in Niger, and he was on the phone with one of the widows who was pregnant, by the way, 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And this idiot says, well, he knew what he signed up for. I'm sorry, she's pregnant? Her husband just died. You're supposed to be the president. Those would not be the words coming out of my mouth.
Her husband has died in a region that we are not even pretending to be at war.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that clear, too. So why was he there? Why do we have troops in Niger?
I don't
know. Somebody tell me that?
I don't know.
Hello, State Department. Oops, there isn't one.
That's also true, because he has not filled his cabinet, and the reason why I believe he has not filled his cabinet is because he doesn't want anybody telling him what to do.
Yeah.
The fewer people he has in government means the more control he has over what is said and done. That is very dangerous. Government is not supposed to work this way for a reason. There are no checks and balances. There's no balances for fucking sure. And the only checks I'm seeing are going straight to Trump and his family. So I'm not quite getting this. I don't know why the 25th Amendment has not been instituted and carried out. I heard
he's still useful. He's still useful to the Republican Party, and they will not get rid of him until he ceases to be useful or causes more harm to their party as they perceive it than he gets them things that they want.
Okay, how close to war do we have to be before he is perceived as dangerous to
continue. No. We love war. And the Republicans love war.
Yes, yes.
Because everybody makes money when we are at war. Even if it's not a real war, it's an action.
And I agree with that. However, we've always been the superior power in those occasions. This may not be true this time. We're playing Russian roulette.
Russian.
Pun intended, fine.
Well, but you have to remember that actually, when it comes to firepower, we have more weaponry than any other country on the face of the planet. Now, if China just decides to start dropping people on us out of airplanes, we're screwed because they have an endless supply.
Right.
But we still have superior firepower for now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at what's going on the world stage, mm-hmm. as far as, we are losing, we have lost ground to China as far as, on a diplomatic level, mm-hmm. absolutely.
America has no high ground anymore. We did at one time. But we have really ceded everything to someone else. Not even sure who it is anymore. For a while, we thought Germany was now the leader of the free world.
Well, they have all the money. They have everyone's money. Germany has everyone's money. They're probably the most solvent European country.
And you know what? You can do that when you don't keep a fucking standing army.
Yeah, exactly.
You can put some money into something else when you don't have to keep an enormous fucking bloated standing army that you don't ever really use.
And all we do is spend more on military.
Yeah.
But somehow that never trickles down to the vets.
Could it be something about people who have contracts with the military, perhaps? Ooh, good thing.
Does Halliburton sound familiar to anybody in the room? It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's
scary. Because I think, and I understand the notion that he's still useful. He'll still pass their bills and get enact things that are anti-people, which seems to be what they're going for right now. But at the point where you're about to lose everything, there should be a stop button somewhere, and I just don't see where it is.
The Dow.
Or if it is.
The Dow hit a record high this week.
Yeah. So what is that point that will bring people to the street to put a stop to this? That's what we haven't found. People being in the street will not stop this.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
No.
I mean, I actually like that, I think.
What will put a stop to it is when he does so much damage to the Republican Party. Like, you know, if God forbid, let him not still be in office, but if he is still in office by the time we get to midterms and a lot of Republicans lose, then they will get rid of him. Because then he will have inflicted more damage on the Republican Party than it's willing to swallow or to stay in power. And there's a good chance that they won't still be in power. I think that when we get to the midterms, even if they get rid of him now, I think that the Democrats are going to at least take back the Senate and possibly take back Congress.
That would be lovely.
They would do anything.
But nothing will happen then.
Yeah. I mean, it's another case of kicking the can down the road for serious problems in this country that need to be addressed by serious statesmen. And if all you're looking for is how you can get elected in the next cycle, you're not going to do anything. Yeah. And we are looking at the collapse of the Republic, in my opinion. Something has got to be done with foundational documents. But who would trust any of these jokers? Any of that?
Nobody that I know of. That's the problem. And it's scary because what do you do after that? What do you do with that information other than just hope that we don't blow up? I mean,
you hex everyone in the
family. That's easy.
Uh-huh.
And fun.
And fun. Texting is fun for everyone.
The whole family.
We were actually talking about
your children's tiny blog.
Think. I'll turn you into good.
See, even things like this lovely little, you know, witch's shoes that was on the cupcake that I just ate, but it has a little thing on it, so you could poke it into.
Remember what we said earlier?
I know.
About pokey.
Don't have any pokey near Star, but unfortunately.
She's not allowed.
We'll hide that one from her.
We talked about Star and the pointy objects earlier.
Y'all never let me have any fun.
We do, dear. When victims are around. We're your friends. We actually love you. We don't want you to stab us to death.
I would never stab you to death. You know what a mess that makes? I mean, really.
That's true. But blood is a useful tool.
That's true,
too. I love this group of women. Pete, this is what witchcraft does. Mm-hmm. And looks like. And you can't see it because it's
That's why you posted pictures, right?
I did.
She posted pictures. I'm afraid. But it's okay because I love her and it doesn't matter.
Are you still with us, Dorian? You're very quiet.
Sorry, I had to go potty real quick. I put you on the wall on me while I was out there. Sorry. That was perfect timing, though.
You broke Raina.
It was
her birthday.
Okay, so just so you know, everybody realize how quiet you were.
Oh,
Okay, that's cool.
I didn't want that office, but I kind of had to.
Yeah, I don't know if that's cool or says that I'm usually a big mouth.
But I love you. Yeah, I think normal. I think going forward, whenever we have to go to the bathroom, we just need to announce it.
Okay. Let's
stop serious. I think our listeners know that we pee.
Yeah.
Gotta pee now.
I think they know that we pee and drink and poop and on occasion throw up. I think they know.
No. I don't.
Because you're a delicate flower.
Exactly. I'm petite.
I know.
I'm delicate.
You are. She is a delicate. No, she kind of is. She's a fucking delicate flower. Heather is sitting here looking at me like, who? What?
She's a delicate flower. Because she knows me. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I kind of had to torture her a little bit today because I was like, oh, you're sitting right in front of me. Guess what you're about to do? And she's like, okay. I'm like, yeah, you're going to give me a date right the fuck now.
It's in my calendar. I'd be very proud.
I am very proud of her. She says you would. Yeah, she's yaying you.
Yay.
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 Okay.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Dorian. Why aren't you here?
Because I'm here because my husband is in Blowing Rock with his buddies from work. So I have a bottle of whiskey and a weekend to myself. I love you, though.
I love you, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to email John Beggett for not being here on my birthday, but that's okay.
I know he's busy.
He's busy being John Beckett.
He's
yeah. John,
he's
John, talking
John
about his own
Mr. John Beckett,
Mr.
as
Beckett.
I named him.
Mr. Beckett.
Mr. When we were at Mystic South, I referred to him as Mr. John Beckett, and he will always be Mr. John Beckett with me. I don't know why.
I love it.
This is a shout out to you, John Beckett, if you're listening.
I love you, John. John.
I am so excited to this show after we're done.
He's so John Beckett. He's so John Beckett. He's not feeling us because he's from Tennessee. He's all the John Beckett he thinks he is, but he is still little Johnny Beckett.
Oh, Johnny. That's kind of hilarious, actually.
Why?
But I got all my work done.
All right, Heather, pull your ass up here. We're going to talk.
All right.
And then I'm going to get started after you.
Woo-hoo.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Where are you going?
He's winding up.
Oh, the last time you did this, you disappeared for the night. Don't you dare.
I will keep an eye on her. I know where she's going.
Okay.
I'm going with her.
You again? I'm concerned.
If she leaves, I have run of the store.
Woo! I got a list. I'm going to send you.
Sounds
great.
Run. Hey, we fucking sound great on apparently.
Huh?
Our sound engineer says, yay.
Awesome. Yay, sound engineer. We love you.
She loves you.
We all love you. Yeah,
he's not on the air.
What are we whispering about?
Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it.
No, you can't do that on air.
Oh, fuck, I just did. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's my birthday. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Anyway. So I'm sitting here with the amazing Heather Gaffney Darnell. Finally.
How many years have we been trying to do this?
We have been, it's been three years now.
Yeah.
It has been 3 years. It's been three because I remember seeing Heather at an art show. And we ran into each other, and I'm like, you ought to be on our show. And she said, yeah, when I get some time. I'm like, okay.
And
And it never freaking happens. And I emailed her, and we messaged back and forth, and it never happened. And I trapped her today.
It almost happened once.
And I came down with the flu or something.
You got sick, that's right.
I did, I got sick.
Yeah. That was February of last year.
Something like that.
Or this year. I can't remember
which. Last year.
It's been a couple of years. Okay, so here she is, and we're going to talk about keratins. And what else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
What you're doing.
What am I doing?
Yeah, your show.
Yeah, so we'll start with Terratunes.
Hit it.
I'm collaborating with a guy by the name of Stan Cocchio.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like a musical shaman. He's really good at like tying like popular music together, finding the energy behind it, blending it. And January, he's like, Be on my show, because he does a show called Musical Conversations. He does long-form interviewing. And he didn't have anybody to interview, so he had me come on. And I'm like, well, okay, it's the first Tuesday of January. Why don't I do a reading for the year? And
that's kind of hard, don't you think? Like, on the spot like that? Do a reading for the year.
Yes, I did.
Cool.
And I would read a couple of cards, and he would play a song or two. And it went like this for about, like, 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it was completely organic, and it was fucking awesome. And when we got done, we just kind of looked at each other, and we're like, what just happened? Like, that was amazing. So now it's a show. It's
cool.
Called Tarot Tunes.
Yeah.
We're on International Pagan Radio.
Uh-huh.
That's
awesome.
And
when?
Is on Mondays.
Okay.
Let me think for a moment. I think it's like 4 a.m., noon, and 8 p.m. on Mondays.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we do it once a month. Yeah, we do it once a month. We're actually broadcasting on October the 26th. So we're doing our Samhain/November show.
Cool.
So if you get on www.musicalconversations.org, you can listen to the show in full without it being cut down or edited, so you can hear us in all of our shabby glory.
Not any shabbier than we are. We're pretty shabby.
And you can call in, or not call in, but message us. And if you want to ask a question, if you need me to throw a card for you, I will.
That's awesome. And how often is it on?
When we produce a show, it goes to IPR, and they play it every Monday for that month. So if you can't listen in on the 26th, it will be on IPR every Monday.
That's neat. Congratulations on that. That
Thank
sounds
you.
Really cool.
It is cool.
It's so it's like, but there's like a new show a month.
Yes.
It's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I'll send you more details later. So
you're going to have to, because you're going to be on...
Well, yeah,
January,
I know.
Kind of have to give us all the information.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
What else is going on? So I'm reading a lot. Teaching shadow work. I'm collaborating with Autumn Austin and at times on Laura Mullaney.
Yeah.
We're doing an intro to shadow work and shadow work for women. So we're looking at, and it's really weird how we've timed all of this in the face of the subject of rape culture, misogyny.
Yeah.
All of that is kind of in our faces, so it's an opportunity to look at our place in it and what we can do to heal, to start shifting the whole situation.
This has been a real few weeks for me, too. And, for me, it's brought up a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, and not only am I seeing it happening, like, on a really individual basis, but people have, women are seeing their experiences and telling their stories, but I'm seeing the low-level misogyny and sexism that just happens daily in our communities, in our friends, in our family. It's like you can't get away from it. It's very in our face.
Yeah.
Or at least it's in my face. And I'm having, I'm having to distance myself from people because I'm just like, you don't get it, and you're not going to get there, and I can't hang with you or love you, but...
Yeah, my big problem was, and I know that men are assaulted, and I know that men are raped, and I know that men are harassed. But everything's not equal.
No, it's not.
And I wrote something and posted to Facebook about all things not being equal. All Black Lives Matter is not the same thing as Blue Lives Matter is the same thing as All Lives Matter. You have diminished the point. And
well,
you've forgotten what each one is
and
even
you,
about.
And you've changed the subject.
And you've changed the subject.
Absolutely. The average 10-year-old boy is not being harassed for suddenly developing freckles.
True.
Very yeah.
True. Now, I will say that I think that it's important that men have a voice, because what I'm hoping is that if they have a voice, it will help. Like, look, guys, it doesn't, you know, it happens to men, too.
Sure.
Can you kind of get on board? But the
right.
conversation that I'm having with men is, when we tell you that something is wrong and that we're being subjugated and we're being demeaned, believe us.
Mm-hmm.
Just believe us. Just take us at our fucking word, you know.
It's actually happening.
I actually had that conversation with my father today, and he's like, well, I'm not arguing with you. I need for you to consider that when women tell you, especially when it's women en masse, tell you,
this is happening.
I've been harassed.
Yeah.
I have been assaulted, to just believe them.
Yeah.
And not question the details. What were you wearing? Where were you? What were the circumstances?
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. It's not supposed
matter.
To matter. That's not what it's about.
Yeah,
and the
men
fact
should
that,
be able to control themselves is what it boils
yeah.
down to.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, let's be clear that sex is about control in this culture. I mean,
yeah.
we have it in our advertising.
Mm-hmm.
That some women use it to control men financially. The culture of coercion is still about control. It's not about, I mean, yes, it's consensual, but it's still about control, because it's about what can I make you do for me.
Right.
Yeah.
So we need, I don't know how to fix it, but we definitely need to get away from the culture of control that as it applies to sexuality.
I agree with that.
And it's a huge social shadow.
It is. And, you know, the fact that men are so shocked, and Byron, I think you had spoken to this a lot, too. Why don't you come over here and you come over here. Well, I can sit over wherever. Everybody sit down.
Calm
down. I stood
relax.
Up and everybody thought I was hysterical. It's kind of funny. This is really a conversation that, you know, all the women in this room can certainly be a part of. So speak up if you got something to say. But the culture of, you know, the thing that bothers me about it is that my father always, you know, blamed the victim. There's a huge
mm-hmm.
culture of,
sure.
what did you do to make this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because women are all sluts.
And men are uncontrollable animals.
And they're only doing what they're supposed to, because
exactly.
that's their nature.
That's their nature.
And maybe that is a generational thing. Because
no, I wish it was.
Well, I didn't raise my boys like that, and I'm sure nobody in this room purposely
no,
did.
No, but there are plenty of women our age who did raise
these things. Yeah, well, I guess that's true, too. That is true.
Well,
that is true.
Because they were easily, easily submissive to their husband, because they thought that was the way it was supposed to be. You know, I that's my experience with women who think that way, like, oh, well, you should cover up and you should not act this way. And I'm sorry, if a woman is walking naked down the middle of the street, not that she should, but that still does not give permission to anyone to touch her. You know, and I saw something, as far as men go, there was a video going around, I think, on Twitter, where an absolutely gorgeous woman, you could tell, you know, she had had some work done, she was modified, but, you know, she thought she was cute enough to go up and start stroking men's beard. And in the same instance that it's not okay for, you know, men to just grope women arbitrarily, there we go. It's not okay to do that to guys either. You know, we have to find the balance of, okay,
yeah, but there's
there are
a power differential there. So if I stroke a guy's beard and that embarrasses him, that's not the same as them grabbing me by the tits, because the thing is, I will stroke his beard and I won't throw him down on the ground and rip his clothes off and violate him sexually. But
that is true.
That is not what happens in the other way around.
Correct.
Yeah,
so
no,
we have to look at that. We also have to look at 6,600 years of patriarchy. We've been living under these toxic systems since almost before history. And so it's hard for us to imagine what that means, but we all live under those systems. We are all affected by them, regardless of what our gender is or our age or where we live in the world. We're all affected by them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very true. And the fact that men are surprised, and it's funny because men have this way, and not all men, obviously. I'm not speaking about the entire male species. But men have this way of dismissing women's complaints as being hysterical, maybe not hysterical, exaggerations, or she misunderstood, or there's just this way of sweeping it aside. And I wonder if part of that is because he's done the same thing, not realizing it was overtly harassing, or if he's just embarrassed because he wasn't there to stop it from happening. I imagine that some men hear these stories and feel really helpless, especially when it's happened to a woman in their life. Because I've relayed the stories of what happened to me and been met with the reaction of, I didn't realize that this was happening, even though I had complained about this happening.
Hmm.
It's very interesting to see how there's a disconnect in the male mind when it comes to this sort of thing. But I think part of it is the helplessness that the protector could not do the protecting, or the guilt from having done the same actions in some manner with someone else.
The protector not being able to protect, not being there to do anything about it has been my experience. When I told my father about my abuse experience, he said, well, I thought I taught you better than that. Like, I taught you to fight back. And my husband, he couldn't handle it because he said it made him feel this way because he wasn't there to do anything about it, because it's about men.
Right. It's not about me or my experience, it's about them.
Right.
And that's really
just almost as screwed up as doing it to begin.
Yeah. And I'm trying to find an equivalent that men have experienced that could compare to what we go through.
Yeah, good luck.
And I haven't been, well, I haven't found anything yet. I keep trying to search for what is the possible equivalent on the male side to the kind of harassment that we go through. And
being in prison with other men is
that kind of abuse is happening by other men. It's not happening by women. And they're, you know,
but that's the toxic masculinity. That's the only time that they're ever in a position where they feel vulnerable the way a woman would feel vulnerable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But from women, you know, I mean, for the most, I can't really think of anything, not on the epic scale that women are, you know, that our gender and trans women as well are harassed.
Yeah.
And they often get it from both sides. So.
Oh, yeah. So it's even worse.
But, you know, statistically, over half of your population is considered to be vulnerable. As women,
right.
We're vulnerable to the population, period.
Absolutely.
Well,
Seriously. But, I mean, you know, I don't remember having to teach my boys to not walk by themselves at night, or have your car keys like this, or have your cell phone.
Yeah.
On you, but don't be looking at your cell phone. Keep it in your pocket, but make sure it's on you. You know, keep your focus on your surroundings as opposed to whatever this is doing.
Here's the pepper spray for your keychain.
Here's the pepper spray for your keychain.
Look underneath your car.
Don't ever put put your drink down in a bar and walk away.
Yeah.
I've never had to do that. So, yeah, I've not been successful in finding an equivalent. And men, you know, it's something that we are taught as women, and it's something some of us just know instinctually. Don't do this, do that. Don't get in a car with a guy that you don't know. If you're going on a first date, it's got to be a public place. Don't go off in his car anywhere. And these are, I mean, the litany of things we have to tell ourselves before we can, like, interact with a strange male is so amazing. And men have no idea that we have to do this. And when I explain it to certain men, they're like, I never thought about any of that. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know.
No, because that's just not in their experience.
Yeah. A comedian recently said the number one threat to women is men. And at first I laughed because I thought, that's funny. And then I was like, oh, it's funny because it's fucking true.
Yep.
So what do we do about getting the word out so men finally, I mean, is it happening now that men are figuring out that we're not just hysterical and that maybe there's some validity to what we're all saying?
No, the men that are already aware are, you know, I mean, are just more jacked up than they were before. But I think that this is where that helplessness comes in, because one man or even 20 men are not going to make a difference. And I mean, and I would say that pretty much everybody in this room knows a couple of men, or, you know, if you're lucky, you know, a dozen men who are fully aware of, you know, and the ones that have made posts about the fact that, you know, that this is about women and this is, you know, an issue that needs to be addressed really by men, because women have been trying for centuries to do something about it,
mm-hmm.
have received significant blowback, and not just from conservatives, but from, you know, what we would consider to be our own people.
Mm-hmm. And when you find women jumping on the bandwagon of victim blaming and, you know, internalized misogyny, then you see how systemic of a problem this really is.
Yeah.
And it just breaks my heart when I see women doing it to women. Like, my God, do you not?
And I saw that this week, and it made me so mad. I finally saw it, because you and I had talked about that a little bit. And I saw a woman just jump on somebody's case about, well, it happens to men too, and you're separating people out, and I don't understand your divide and conquer attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading this, and I'm like, there was no divide and conquer attitude. It was a question of, listen, we're finally getting some attention to say this shit is happening to us, all of us. Almost, I can put on one hand, and I know a lot of fucking people, one hand of women in my life who have not been pretty much raped, period. Let's just put it out there.
I've been raped. I was raped at 17.
Me too. It's happened to more women in my life, and I explained that to someone else. I was like, the women you know, including your family.
Yep.
Most of the people you know have been raped. Most of the women you know have had that level of assault. And it just kind of, when you put it that way to some men, it blows their mind.
Well, and they ask, how is that possible? It's, well, over, you know, about 70% of all sexual assaults are committed by people that the victim knows.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't know them well, they still know the perpetrator.
Yep.
And
well, and often it's by a domestic partner. It's by someone that you love or love.
And it's, you know, it wasn't until the 90s that marital rape was finally illegal in all 50 states.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just want to bring up a point. Actually, somebody in the chat room reminded me of actually a discussion I had today on Twitter. There was something going around called the manpon, you know, instead of a tampon. That's another thing that needs to stop is.
Never heard of it. What does that mean?
It's an insult to men, you know, like these alpha type of males using it on other males of, oh, you've got a mangina. You know, first of all, being a woman is not a fucking insult. you know, and I've seen cartoons coming out lately, you know, basically labeling straight men as gay, as if that's an insult. You know, that needs to fucking stop. Like,
oh, it's
right
new
now.
Male supremacy.
Yeah.
I guess that's what we're up to now. You know, like the white supremacists are apparently having their day right now. I guess male domination and oppression of others seems to really, in Trump's America, seems to be a free-for-all.
But it's not just Trump, and it's not just the Trump people, and it's not just the Republicans or the alt-right.
You're right.
I am hearing a lot of this from people who claim to be men who claim to be progressive and liberal. And that is what's really scary.
That
because
part of it's
scary.
They're
supposed to be our brothers and our allies, and they just fucking aren't.
Exactly.
This is the point
not
where we find
there.
Out who's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the scary
that
part.
That is scary.
When you think you have a friend and that friend is not actually your friend,
Even
that alone is upsetting. But when it's somebody doing this,
that's
disheartening and scary. Because then you don't really know who you can trust.
Well, the point is, we
can't trust
anybody.
Except ourselves.
Yeah.
Fuck! This is depressing on my birthday. Oh, honey, please. No, honey, please. I ate so much sugar today. No, honey, please, no. Great. Thank you, Byron. Byron is awesome. Taking care of me.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
She confirms that she is in fact awesome.
Now I'm rolling my
I know. Mind. And you know what?
What?
I still need to work on it. And actually I have time this weekend, but I am going to make you a pennant that's a tiny little pitchfork because when I think of pitchforks, I think of Byron. And I need to make you one.
For my sins.
For his sins.
No, you are glorious. I think it's awesome. I think it's so awesome that you're out there fighting. I love it.
She's amazing. She brings up many good points.
I'm going to pee.
Thank you for checking in.
I love it. Have fun. Hope everything comes out okay.
I love her so much. I love her so much. I think she wipes her tushy with angel's wings.
That is the only
and the fucking voice of reality speaks again.
That's why I love Star.
Because she is the voice of reality. Get your pie in the sky ass back fucking down to earth. I need to talk to you about something serious. Which is pretty much it.
Yeah, no serious shit. We've had enough of that.
But it's, you know, I know, but it's an important issue. And I think some men, I mean, I'm frightened to hear that men that are supposedly supportive of us are acting this way. But I guess it's good to know who your true friends are.
True.
I'd rather you tell me you're an asshole now than have to find out on the battlefield.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I mean, and there are a lot of allies, and I got to give them props. I really do. But even people like Mark Ruffalo, who I admire greatly, was, you know, tweeting, I think, after, like the day after, something about James Corden, after making those horrific jokes about Harvey Weinstein. And I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Weinstein.
Don't listen to him if you don't have to. It was awful. It was very dismissive of the victims. And I understand that he's friends with him. But, you know, I'm sick and tired. I don't know if you ladies have noticed this. But even with my husband, who I love very much, who, you know, I think respects me to a degree. You know, most of the time, if I say something, it has to be confirmed by another adult male. And sometimes even a child male that, oh, yeah, she's telling the truth. Like, I need verification before I'm believed. Do you guys find that?
No.
Okay, because that bugs the shit out of me. I really hate that.
I hate that too. Because that's just, we can't talk about this on the air right now.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's not just him. It's almost every single male in my life.
We're gonna talk about that.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to you about that later, okay?
Okay.
Because I have brought up our next guest.
Awesome. I'm going to open the door. It's getting hot in here. Bring him on.
That's because I'm here.
It's good.
Okay. I usually have that effect. Don't mind.
Lisa Wagner is with me. And we're going to talk about...
Hi, Dorian. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Oh, good.
Sorry, sis. Go ahead.
What are we talking about?
The welcoming circle.
The welcoming circle. I want to know about that. I didn't know such a thing existed, mind you.
Yeah.
Please educate me.
Educate. Well, yeah, so I come here to the store the second Sunday of the month and for an hour and a half, with a male co-host. We both co-host this thing called the Welcoming Circle. And I moved to Asheville about 2 years ago and came to this store probably 3-4 months after I moved. And as Raina said, you walk in and you get this great feeling. And I just immediately felt like it's a community center and there's a lot of people searching and have questions. And there's a lot of solitary practitioners. And so I talked to her about, like, maybe starting sort of like a community building group because that's, like, one of my passions. And so we started the Welcoming Circle. And it's a male and female host because I wanted to make sure that couples felt comfortable, males and females felt comfortable. It wasn't just, you know, one sex represented. And we come from a variety of backgrounds. And basically, some more than others. We're very respectful about that, and we have respectful dialogue. But basically, for an hour and a half, we just get together and we talk about what's going on in our lives. It's not therapy, but talk about, like, our magical practice.
Yep.
And we always have a ritual. We always have a subject that we talk about. So my co-host is very organized. I'm more like the touchy-feely welcome, hug, make you feel a part of the community kind of thing.
And she's awesome for hugging.
Yay. That's my thing. I'm actually giving a workshop on it at Sacred Space in March
about
building community among solitary practitioners, just because I've sort of done a version of this my whole life, and I'm really big on building community and getting people connected. But respectfully, because I think we're like a nation of introverts, and there is a way to build community with everybody hiding behind their computer screens, and I sort of just want to, you know, build that among all kinds of communities, no matter what kind of, you know, practice they have. So
I worry about the loss of community.
Yeah.
I haven't felt part of a community where I live in a really long time. I think, Byron, I was telling you that. The loss of community is really scary, especially in the day and age where things are just scarier.
Yeah.
I remember knowing my neighbors for a really long time, and then all of a sudden, everybody ran away.
Yeah.
And now I don't know anybody. I mean, I recognize faces near where I live, but that's about it. No one speaks. It's frightening. So the fact that there's a place that is building community where people are being encouraged to come and be part of something. And I know that sounds, I know it comes across as, oh, Glee Club. No, but it's really important. It does, doesn't it, though, when you say it? Oh, Rudolph, we're going to be together. We're going to put on a show. My dad has a barn.
Yeah. Get the pom-pom.
Yeah, we haven't broken out into song yet, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I want to be around for that. I promise not to sing, I swear to God.
Well, it's okay if you do. Yeah, come on up. It's the second Sunday of every month here from 5 to 6:30, so.
I love her, but she's not a singer.
No. I'm legally barred from singing in public. It's not pretty. I will stand there and I will enjoy, but singing is not my forte.
I will tell you. But that's cool because it's, you know, whether you're into kumbaya or kundalini. There's a place for you everywhere.
The ladder.
I'm saying that's strange, though.
I know.
Sounds like your next book.
I'm great writing in here right now.
I'm for clump.
So it's a great right in my heart. Because it can't be anywhere else. Anyway. But I think that's really important, and I hope that that expands out with the people that you come in contact with, where they're also creating community, and you're kind of like teaching people how to be a community.
Yeah, that's my goal.
That's been pretty hard right now, though.
Not really, because I think people hunger for that. They really do, even if they are, a diehard introvert and they don't want to be around people. I think even just like a month, it really... I've got so much out of it because I've had people come up and just be like, I'm so glad this is here because, you know, I do this all by myself and it's nice to bounce ideas off of people and just feel that, you know, sort of like a baby Thanksgiving, you know, where you're all together at once and go out into the world and hide behind your computer again. That's fine. But we also all stay in touch, I think what's missing in our society in general, it's a lot of the problems is the lack of respect. We respect everybody's practice, and nobody, you know, and we've heard some interesting things, let me just say, and we respect everyone's practice. And it's just like, okay, well, that's what makes you happy, and we talk about different things, and the ritual really helps because, you know, it's something we can all do together, so then they feel like, you know, I mean, that fulfills them spiritually. Yeah. And then they go out, and then actually we have had some members that have gone out and started their own groups kind of thing on their own with their age group, quote unquote, that kind of stuff. So that's great.
Now, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there any way, because, you know, some people are obviously out of town, is there a way that people can join without having to be in the facility?
No, we haven't gotten that far yet. We've been doing it about a year and a half. I would not rule that out. I mean, we could possibly do like a Skype kind of thing or record it or something like that. We just haven't had any requests for that, but that's definitely could, you know, I'm hoping this expands and that it just gets bigger. I mean, there's been some months where it's been standing room only, so obviously it's filling a need that's out there. So and we do it as a volunteer, so all funds go to Lovey, the store manager cat. Just important.
She's so cute.
So
don't scratch your belly though.
Yeah,
no.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no.
I want to keep my hand intact.
Yeah,
exactly.
Respectfully.
She hates everyone.
You must respect
the only
people, cats, you must respect the boundaries
exactly.
That have been put in place for your protection.
And they do have signs, people. Don't pet the cat's belly.
Oh yeah. So I know a lot of cats do.
Yeah.
I don't know them like that.
I'm very lucky. Both my cats, they love their belly scratched. You know, ooh, up cool. To a point. I think all cats have their threshold.
Fuck, I like my belly scratched up to a point.
Yeah, there you go. I'll have to give you belly scratches when I come to bring
that's
your show.
That's the truth.
How much fun did you have?
Belly scratches and blue pongs.
This is number two.
Number two what?
I don't... Oh, this is number three.
What?
They don't count.
Yeah.
It equals one.
Okay, so here's the situation.
Okay.
I look at wine and I get drunk, and I'm apparently on my third cup.
Oh, shit.
And she's okay.
Hey, somebody better stand behind her.
Is she really that much of a lightweight, Doria?
Yeah, I'm a pussy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Complete
yes,
and utter.
I have seen her drunk on one glass.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yes.
It's
just keep an eye out.
I'm very cheap.
But so if I ever take a bottle, I have to use waste glass under your nose and go, here's home run.
And she's adorable.
I called Dave Raina.
Corrupting my sector.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
Anything.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't say just listen and then whisper.
I'm equal up. I wasn't. I didn't say anything. I just smiled.
Okay.
I'm an equal opportunity person. I love everybody. Anyway. Very true. Thank you for all the good work you do in the community. You're awesome.
Thank you.
I wish there were more of you to do that.
Well, I'm trying to tell myself.
Well, here's the thing. No, I mean, because you're... No, seriously, there are not... I don't know that many people who actually have the heart to do that for other people.
Yeah, there's somebody that starting something in Charlotte.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome!
Apparently, somebody is starting something where we live. We're going to have to investigate who these people are.
Yeah, I will hook you up.
Ah, yeah. Listen, we got the hot hookup with Heather.
Woo!
Always.
Gorgeous.
I want you to know that in honor of my birthday, this bitch is wearing a red dress and she looks good.
Get it?
Yeah.
This girl looks good.
Thank
anyway.
You.
Love the dress. All right.
Great.
Next victim.
You're going to be like, blinding? Are you talking to me?
I don't know. Maybe I'm staring at you because I hope someone will appear behind you. I
I'll
love
come
you.
Sit over here. I can poke
yeah.
you.
She found the pokey thing. I'm screwed.
Uh-oh. Sorry, I've got a bunch
Wait
of stabbing.
You
oh, thank you, Byron. Really appreciate it. All right. All right, up at the table is Star Bustamante, and I need somebody to throw, like, a tarp over me. She's got a stabby implement.
Look, it's not even...
Don't even! I will kill you!
Get her, Star.
She's threatening stabbery. She's stabbering at me.
Sorry,
Sorry, I'm not letting me have any fun. It's not even sharp. You know how hard I'd have to poke with that to even, like, break the skin? My God.
Yes, but you keep trying.
It's amazing. If
I
you poke with a bell end is okay. Sharpie stuff, no, not so much.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they ply me with wine, and then they want to stab a hole to me.
Welcome to the cake.
Fucking patriarchy, man.
We hate the fucking man. We can't wait till it's done.
All right, so a little bit about the person I'm talking to, Star Bustamante, who is actually probably one of my most famous people. She's one of my most famous favorite people in the world.
I'm not famous.
You are now.
Infamous,
bitch.
Maybe.
You're going to be famous now. Anyway, I love this woman. She's no bullshit, and she's smart, and she's funny, as all of my guests have been tonight. But her attitude of, we're going to burn this bitch down.
Yes. Yes, please.
It's
with
so
you,
near and dear to my heart because that's how I do things in Charlotte. It's like, I'm not fucking with you people. So, I know.
Today we burn this
motherfucker
down.
Our favorite day.
So,
it's the most glorious day of the week.
So I understand you are doing something with the Wild Hunt that we need to talk about.
Oh, yes. Well, so Heather Green, who is the managing editor of the Wild Hunt, asked me a while back if I would each week draw a card of the week from a different, you know, using different decks and then write
a random deck.
Yeah. I have a bunch of decks, so I just pick one and then I
try to focus, and I pick a card that's for the whole week, and then I write, you know, a few sentences about what that card represents and how everyone could apply that to their lives.
Hmm.
So we started that about 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so far nobody said, oh, my God, that's terrible. So I guess until somebody does.
It's just a time.
Right. And then we'll do it more, I guess. I don't know.
I love it. Oh, you don't like that? Here, have more.
Exactly.
And I would do it like, oh, you didn't like that? I'm going to do double.
Yes. Thank you.
Two cards this week.
Yeah, they're going to both be about you, and they're both going to suck.
Every day. Card every day.
What? While we're talking about the wild hunt,
Heather Green's going to be on next week with us.
Yes, I know.
We're very excited about that.
We love Heather.
Everybody out there should be reading The Wild Hunt.
Supporting The Wild Hunt.
And they should definitely put their money where their mouth is. If they want to complain about The Wild Hunt, then they, you know, see, then we should, they should have to kick in some money so that they can complain.
There you go.
But everyone should, seriously, everyone should support The Wild Hunt. It is the only pagan news source that is actual journalism. It's
yep.
not a blog anymore. It has actual journalists that write for it. She has journalists all over the world now that write articles. And if there's something going on in the pagan sphere, The Wild Hunt is doing its best to cover it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
amazing.
My plug for for their following.
Awesome. We love The Wild Hunt.
We do.
Yep.
We do. And I know she's not going to bring it up, so I'm going to fucking have to bring this up.
Get her, sis.
What? Next year, everybody, Mystic South rides again.
Yes. And I have news for you.
She's got news for us.
Uh-oh.
So, submissions for if you want to do a workshop, if you're an academic and you want to submit an academic paper to be presented at the academic portion, which is known as papers, submissions will be opening the 1st of November.
Cool.
And will close the 1st of March.
Oh, okay. That's plenty of time.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then we will announce, you know, we will let you know if you've been. Oh, dear.
Don't worry about it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
That British cow was talking again. Shut her up.
I didn't even hear.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Please continue. See,
okay,
I don't know what you're doing to make this have to stop, but it ain't working.
I didn't do anything. I'm being good.
You're being fabulous. Go ahead.
So, anyway, submissions open November 1st, and we will make a decision by the 1st of April and notify who got in.
Cool.
And I believe registration is going to probably open on the 1st of November.
Wow.
So, yeah. So tell all your friends.
You told me not to tell all my friends. Have
you already done class submissions?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Submissions. Yeah.
Okay.
Any workshop. Yeah.
Workshops and academics, that opens the 1st of November. And all of that will be on our website, which is www.mystic-south.com.
One more time.
www.mystic-south.com.
Thank you.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to it as always.
Do you want to know who so far?
Yes, of course I want to know.
Coerced into
who
agreeing to be headliner.
Please tell me who you've coerced.
Well, their name was mentioned earlier. The fabulous
John Beckett.
John Beckett.
Who is perhaps the famous voice in paganism.
Potentially. And I should do the look, but never mind.
Byron's causing trouble. See, I have been the good child all through this.
Except
Byron
for the stabby part, yeah.
Well,
you know. And I got to let Star have her
you
fun.
You knew what it was when you picked it up, okay?
That's true, I know.
Our other confirmed guest is Evo Dominguez.
Love Evo. We're gonna have to get him back on the air while we're there.
I was just thinking that I'm gonna message him today or tomorrow.
Get him back on the show. We haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, I know. It's been about a year.
And it's been too long.
Yes.
Everybody's busy. Anybody else you want to mention?
That's it. That's it. I can't tell you anything else.
We're coming.
Yeah, you all are going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to do the show from there.
I will be there this year. I will be there. Come hell or high water, I will be there.
Hell and high water, you still better be there.
We will figure out a way to do this so you guys can have, like,
it'll be great.
We'll do better, I promise.
No, you did fine. It wasn't your fault. There was no big deal. The show went off. We had a great time.
Seriously. In the pagan community, a mishap the first year of anything is seen as a blessing. So it was a blessing. We will have fun next year. It'll be awesome.
It's going to be fabulous.
Yes.
What else do you want to talk about?
I got nothing. I'm just being good.
Which means she's about to fucking be so hard I'm going to please.
I don't even have any sharp pointy things, although I could probably use your keys.
See, I told you she's a fucking danger to me.
But I do carry my sword in my mouth, so you know.
Oh.
But I won't lick you.
I got to hear that.
No, you don't.
Are you a sword swallower? Seriously?
Listen, here's the situation.
Okay.
Let me explain this. I got to explain this to you.
Okay.
All right.
Excuse me.
If you don't hear from me by Tuesday,
I will come up
to search. You need to know. Don't come yourself. Or the same thing. If you show up by yourself, the same fate will befall you. Someone has to live to tell the tale.
I will.
There has to be a survivor. Somebody has to be the survivor. The designated survivor.
No,
shout out to you for single.
I don't care. I am not going to let myself go down like that. It's not going to happen.
Don't say go down in this particular situation, please.
I will go to South Carolina.
Please don't say that.
I will grab our brother.
You don't understand. I'm out here on my own. You don't know what they've got planned for me.
Wow.
Oh, fuck it. But you like stabby things. No, see, I'm fine as long as nobody tries to stab my ass.
There you go.
You just take away the stabbies.
She's gonna
stab me and wait till I get stabbed. I'm afraid now. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, this birthday has been insane. I don't have my reading glasses. Somebody tell me what time it is.
8:34.
Oh shit, we're early.
I'm drunk. Ready to get off the air and party?
I don't know what I'm late for.
You're not late for anything.
Okay, good.
No, you are not the white rabbit, sweetie.
So no one can say the late rain is star. Good.
No.
That's a good thing.
Don't you dare.
I heard whispers of not yet from the other side of the room. Bring me back to my original point. You don't hear from me by Tuesday. Send the squad. Tell them where I was.
Yes.
There is a squad.
I will send a rescue party.
She will send the team.
Yes.
Wait.
I will steal
They're
somebody.
Not afraid. I've already been threatened once today that I better do what they want.
You know what?
I was told to cooperate. Maybe I'll get to see you again.
You know what? They always have good ideas. It's okay. Go with the flow, sis. Go with the flow.
Okay.
It's okay.
Love you.
I love you, too.
I'm not going
to
see you for a while.
You guys ready to go and go continue the party offline?
I don't know. Does anybody else have something they want to say?
Anybody else?
Fuck the patriarchy. Do we want to plug anything else? Where are you going to be this week, madam?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow I'm going to be at the Greenville Pagan Pride Day. That's Greenville, South Carolina, Laura.
Awesome.
South Carolina. And then I'm going down for 2 days. I'm going to the beach.
Nice.
For an hour. Maybe an hour and a half. And then to Marietta. To work on an album a concept album that I'm writing the book for. And then there with the Night Travelers, James McKinney and Nikki Portman.
Awesome.
And then zooming down to Florida to the Florida Pagan Gathering Samhain, where I will see my buddy, Judica Ellis.
We love her.
Judica!
We love her too.
So much.
I get back here after 6 days of that, I will have no voice left.
That's awesome.
Because she and I together, we talk nonstop.
I can't imagine that.
I know, shocking. Then I come back here, and then I have 2 days in which we do Halloween, we do trick-or-treating, and then we do the Mother Grove Samhain ritual on November the 1st. And then Star Bustamante and I head north to Maryland for Fairy Salon.
Awesome. You gonna go to stop by and see Dorothy?
Wings. I will be drunk the whole time.
Awesome.
I wanna talk so I have to book you because I wanna talk about this concept album.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to chill out there for a while.
We'll talk.
Okay. Wait a second. Somebody's going to tell me a story. Star's going to tell me a story.
I'm going to tell you a story.
She's going to tell me a story.
The very first time that Byron met Dorothy Morrison and Judica Iles was at a festival in Middle Tennessee, that I will not name. And
gotcha.
Byron had not met them. I did not know Judica well, but I knew Dorothy very well. So I said, well, let me introduce you. So Byron got there. I introduced her to Dorothy. And then the next thing I know, they went off. And everywhere I looked, I would see the three of them. And at one point, for hours and hours, and they were always talking. And by the next day, Byron had, was already, her voice was already going away. So.
And I had two friends for life.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm jealous. Do that.
I'll give her a hug for me.
You better.
Can you give her one for me, too?
I will hug her for everyone in this room.
Awesome.
Unless
me, too.
Yes.
You were included.
Please give her a hug for me.
And Steel, Byron's going to handle that and the hugs from Steel Team. Steel Team 6, specifically.
That should be the Witches Steel Team.
It should be.
Yeah.
Or Steel? Steel Team
666.
I like it.
Uh-oh. I heard 666. I didn't hear the rest of that.
Don't worry. It's not your name.
Okay, never mind. Yes, ma'am.
This is not the first time I've heard that this week.
What, yes, ma'am?
I did. Yeah. That was probably Monday, though.
So were you texting on Monday?
Let's just say it was a rough day at work. Anyway.
Aw. Do I need to kick anybody's ass?
No. They were very nice today. Everyone has left messages from the office saying happy birthday. And the CEO of the company actually called me to say happy birthday, which he has not done ever in 13 years. So I was pretty excited about that. Woohoo.
Nice. I love a weekend when I don't have to kill anybody.
No, you don't have to kill them, but it would be so much better if they would pay me more.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that story off the air because I don't want to give anybody creative ideas, but I did tell my boss this week. He said, I can make miracles happen. Just tell me what you need. And I said, maybe double.
What?
And he said, I said, pay me double, and sucked in like, ugh. I said, you told me to ask for what I want.
Oh,
next time, be more selective in your wording.
Get him.
All right. You know what?
Yes,
I've been drinking enough that I think solid food is kind of going to have to be in order so they don't pour me into the car.
I think that's a good idea. But I have thoroughly enjoyed listening to you ladies get my sister drunk. Please show her a good time. I know you will.
You have to show up so we can be drunk together here.
Oh, and believe me, I am a willing victim. I am a willing victim. You can wheel me off. I'm good. But you ladies have fun tonight. And I'm
you.
So glad that y'all are taking care of my sister. And I'm sorry I can't be there. But I have to watch the 11-year-old. Which is
it's
okay. I have
trip.
The house to myself once he falls asleep. So yay.
I love you.
Love you, Dorian.
Love you,
bye,
too.
Bye, Dorian. Love you.
I love you.
Bye. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on. This has been awesome. And I'll send you all the YouTube link once I get it up.
Awesome. All right, sis. Everybody, thank you so much for listening in tonight. It's really been a blast. Everybody in this room is just a wonderful person of their own right.
Absolutely.
And it's been a great birthday. So I love you, and I will talk to you later. And next week, Heather Green from The Wild Hunt is on. I'm really excited.
Love you, Heather. Y'all have fun. Happy birthday.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.